Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Like the rest of us. His name is Jesus. He came to free us from chains that bind and troubled minds and all kinds of addictions and afflictions. But we must first be in submission unto God. He is a rewarder of them who diligently seek him first, keep him first. He loved us first. So if God be for you, who can be against you? He is that incorruptible seed, and whom the Son sets free is truly free indeed. Don't you wanna be free?
I wanna be free.
Amen. Praise God. Give him much praise and glory and honor on this morning. Welcome to Seeds of the Word Biblical Coaching. This is your hostess, Pastor Katisa. We just praise God today. We want to be free. We want all those who call on Jesus. Jesus says he will set the captives free. He came for that reason. And whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And the word of God is profitable, amen, for setting us free, because it gives us instructions in life. Amen, in the word. So let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, I glorify you. God, I honor you. God, I magnify you. There is none like you, O God, Almighty One. So, Lord, we praise you. We thank you right now, God. God, as we call on you in the spirit, we call on you in truth, that you reveal to us, God, as we move forward in you, in Christ Jesus. God, you show us and you teach us from your word. In Jesus' name, amen, and praise God. Amen. Yes, we receive much encouragement from God's word. Today, a scripture that is connected to this episode of Seeds of the Word Biblical Coaching is 1 Timothy 4, verse 11 says, command and teach these things. Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity. Until I come, devote yourself to the public reading of Scripture, to preaching and to teaching. Hear that? Until I come, devote yourself to the public reading of Scripture, to preaching and to teaching. Do not neglect your gift, which was given to you through prophecy, when the body that has laid their hands on you. You know, one of the things here, devote yourself to the public reading of Scripture, confessing Scripture, preaching and teaching, and not only just in our personal lives, amen, the Word of God is profitable. And this is one of the reasons we are in a spiritual warfare. We are in a battle. Every human being is in a battle because their soul, amen, either goes to heaven with God or to hell with the enemy, with the devil. And so we have to overcome. And the only ones who overcome and get the victory is those who have faith in Christ Jesus. The Word of God tells us that. But this is what the Word of God is. It's one of these. It's a weapon. It says in 2 Corinthians 10:33-5, though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does. The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. Take every thought captive, amen, to make it obedient to Christ. And so the Word of God is more than profitable. It's alive. It's active. It's a weapon. It brings forth the truth in our lives, where it, and it destroys lies and deception. You want to know something about anything in life, relationships, sex, money. The Word of God has instruction, valuable instruction. That's why we are sent as laborers into the harvest field. We are sent as workers, amen, to dispel lies, to tear down strongholds. What is a stronghold? And I'm coming from the Master Life series, and this is Avery T. Willis Jr., and this is the book number one about victory. And the definition that's offered in the book about strongholds, a stronghold is an idea, a thought process, a habit or an addiction through which Satan has set up occupancy in your life, a place where he has the advantage. And so to demolish these strongholds, we need the truth of God's word. Amen, because why? It will tear down the thought process, the idea. And and continue, amen, to build us up in our most holy faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That's why we must be committed and devoted to the public reading of Scripture, to preaching and to teaching. Because it is profitable. Glory be unto God. And so, in order to destroy those lies, we want to be truth tellers in love. We want to be the ones representing. We represent Christ. We represent. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And many people think that, you know, life is just here, or you're going through the motions, and, you know, this, that, nothing is connected. But everything in life is connected. And so we need to know the source of some of these activities, some of these events, some of these experiences. And we need to pull down strongholds so that sin does not have rule over us or those we want to minister to. We want to help them come out of darkness, come out of bondage. Jesus said he came to set the captives free. So we are his mouthpieces. We are his hands. We are his feet. We are him in the world. The body of Christ representing him. He is the head. We are the body. We are the parts. All fitted together, as it says in Ephesians. For God's purposes, for God's will. God's will, we know, is for no one to perish, but all to come to repentance. All to come to repentance. And this is one thing, too, that truth does, that in 2 Corinthians 4:4, says the God of this age is blinding the minds of unbelievers so they cannot see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. It is the word of God. It's not our own made-up philosophies. That's why the scripture is talking about don't go into the vain philosophy or human philosophy, because it's not going to blind minds. It's not going to dispel lies. It's not going to break down the strongholds, demolish, destroy strongholds, ideas, and thought processes, and habits, and addictions. But the word of God does. We got to believe that. The word of God is Jesus Christ made flesh. Jesus Christ is the word of God. It says it in Revelation. It's written on him. Praise his name. So we thank God for you. I thank God, amen, on this lesson. It might be short and sweet, but this is our purpose, is that we give encouragement words, and you are hungry and thirsty for the word of God, and you seek God's face, and you do not leave it just for these times and seasons of words, but you go further and deeper in the word to learn more about God and amen, and his word. Glory be unto his name. Because we, amen, we are ambassadors of reconciliation, of to others, to Jesus, to God the Father. And so we are, amen, wanting to do his will. We want to humble ourselves and do as God asks us to do, as in 1 Timothy 4, when he says to us, devote yourselves to public reading of scripture, to preaching and to teaching. Do not neglect your God, but give you, brothers and sisters in Christ. Amen. I praise God for you. I thank God for you as you move forward in the Lord Jesus. Amen. And the blood of Jesus cover you. He's got his ministering spirits all around you, the heirs of salvation. Amen. To keep us from all harm and evil. To God be glory and praise. Have an awesome rest of your day. Join us on this weekend as we uplift the youth. Amen. Jesus got us. Be blessed. Amen.
To be